American Contracting.
Hi, is this Don?
Yeah, this is Don. Is this Don?
Hey, Don. John over at Local Splash, sir. I thought we're playing phone tag these days.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I don't know how I missed you yesterday there, but then I tried getting a hold of you this morning, but you guys weren't open yet.
Right. A little too early. We were about like 20 minutes earlier than us on that. But that's okay.
Yeah.
All right. So just following up with you, you know, you and Brian, you know, how are we looking? Where are we at?
Well, I think we're, you know, I think we're there. And my question is, you said you want a 2-month commitment up front. So do you want to collect one payment? Is that what you're wanting to do?
Oh, no, no. No. So it's just $299 to get started, and then it's $299 a month. That's it.
Okay. And then you're basically going to, let's see, you're going to need, you're going to need Brian's input there too to get that set up and rolling, or you guys are going to be able to take right over and get us up and running in no time flat.
Gotcha. I love it, man. So just like we spoke about a little before, I want to recap a little bit. So your client dashboard, which is your customizable tracking system, and all your directories are going to be submitted within the first 5 to 7 days. So you're really going to see some traction completely building up quickly there. Then, you know, far as website on there, we want to make sure not to touch your website, correct?
Yeah, correct.
All right. So we're not going to do anything with the website, so it could push things a little bit quicker. It's just, it's up in the air with everything, right? So your listings will begin to appear, and everything as a whole will start working for you. I know we're going to do a Facebook ad for you as well, too. So within 30 to 45 days, that's when everything is working as a whole engine. But you are going to see some gradually things pick up once these directories are submitted as well, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
We have a couple of things that we've been doing we may not have to do anymore then, right, Brian?
Well, because we have a Facebook business page now.
Okay.
Is that going to conflict with anything you guys can do?
No. So far as the pricing, definitely got you guys at the lowest on here at $299. No setup fees on this product as well, too, or anything like that for the website, because you guys already have that going.
Right. And then what was the other that you were doing, Brian?
We were also doing a Google AdWords campaign.
Are you? Okay, beautiful.
So we'll no longer need to do that? Is that something you guys are doing, or should we keep that going?
So, great question. Now, your Google ads that you guys are running with right now, that's pay-per-click on there, right? For what you guys are running?
No. What it is, they only take any money out of our budget. That's a $100 a month budget that we do with them. They only take any money out of it when we get a, basically somebody clicks on our, listing.
Gotcha. So we do offer that service as a bundle. So everything we talked about, right, not including no Facebook, because you guys already have that handled on there, or website.
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about that. If you guys still want to do like a one-stop shop where we do your local map section and for your Google ads, that's at $449 a month. Now, the good news, though, behind the clicks is if they click that ad, then you have to, they're being charged for it, right, for only a certain amount. So we give you an extra $100 within those clicks as well, too. So you're getting $300 worth of clicks for those Google ads.
Right.
Yes, sir. So that one's at $449. Is that something you guys are more interested in doing then?
No, I don't necessarily. We could always, if we change our mind, we could always upgrade to that.
Right. Exactly. We're flexible, you know. I just want to make sure you have all the information you guys need. So that way we can help you guys. Again, remember, it's about helping your business grow. So,
right. Exactly.
Yeah, since we already have this Google AdWords campaign running, we probably should just stick to, because we've been running it since the beginning of October. So should just stick to what we've already got running here, since we've got all the keywords going that we need and everything, rather than, you know, starting from scratch on that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Basically, it would just be then, whatever part of your package other than Facebook and Google would be all we would really need.
Got it. Now, as I mentioned before, as far as the coverage and the mileage and things like that, this is the price that we can do for it. Now, if you guys need to do Facebook and everything down the road, it's already included for that at that $299 a month. It's just about the mileage out there for you guys on that one. So if we do any lower packages, it's not going to cover the mileage that you guys need. And I'm telling you right now, you'd probably be wasting money for only a smaller portion of return. So I wouldn't suggest that. I mean, completely up to you, gentlemen, but that's just my opinion on that.
Okay. Yeah, we'll take your advice there. So that sounds good. It sounds like we're basically we're set to go. You got any other questions, Brian?
No. So that's what it's going to be, is it's a dashboard type thing that we'll be seeing our progress on. Is that what they offer? Or is that what his setup is?
Yes, sir. So that you get, of course, on first page of Google for 15 keywords and phrases. We'll go over that in just a minute here. But we'll also make sure that you guys get up to 60 different directories as well, too, such as like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, things like that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Do you need Brian's email address in order to for him to be able to get set up with that dashboard, or how's that going to work out for us?
I will go ahead and set it so that way you both can look at it. Yeah. Give me one second. I want to make sure I have his information. Okay. All right, and Brian, how do you spell your name, with the I or with the Y?
With an I.
Okay. And how do you spell your last name, sir?
It's Lamberte.
Lambert. Thank you, sir. All right. And then far as your – what we'll do is I'll set a passcode so that way, for one, it's so you guys don't ever fall for the scammers, please. We'll go over this in a second here. You know, even if they claim their local splash, if they don't have this question that you guys set and the answer, hang the phone up right away. We don't want any of the information given out there, okay?
Oh, yeah. No?
All right, so give me a second here. I want to make sure this is here. Okay, so the next thing we're going to do is we're going to do a voice verification before we make any sort of payment. It's an added form of protection that I was telling you guys about a little bit, okay? So everything we say we're going to do is on recorded line and everything from there. What we'll do is we'll do a payment and then also set up you guys for a tech call. And for that tech call, we ask for an hour window. It doesn't mean it's going to take a full hour. They could call within that hour, and it just depends on how much content and questions you guys have for them. But I want to make sure we go over a few things today to make it a lot more smoother and quicker on the second end there, okay?
Right.
But now, Don, is that short for Donovan?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you spell Donovan? I have a friend named Donovan. He spells it very awkwardly. So.
It's D-O-N-O-V-A-N.
Oh, man. See, that's how it's supposed to be spelled, I feel like. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, Don, also, what's the best email we can send the invoice to, and also as a future contact as well, too?
His email address is Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, D-O-N, 5599 at yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. Thank you so much. All right. And then, is this the best number to reach you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. East Coast time. Okay. All right. So let's go over. I'm not going to put any process, any payment through until we do a voice verification, but I just want to put this in the system for right now. And I want to make sure that the pricing is not a dollar more, okay? So give me just a second, because we are getting a discount rating on there.
Can't put that one up yet.
Pal, okay. Looking at this, I'm gonna refresh it here. All right, sir. And then on the card that we're using today, is there just Donovan Spencer, or is there a middle initial on that?
That way, when you walk out the door, the left is away.
One second.
Okay.
Donovan
Yeah, it's just Dun and Spencer, yeah.
Okay, and then the billing to debt card, is it the same as well, 451 Clemens Road?
No.
Okay, what do we have for it?
The billing to debt card is 20040 South Center Street, 4ECORRYPA, 16407.
Okay, so hold on. I got 20040 South Center Street. And what was the city again?
Yeah, it was Corry. C-O-R-R-Y.
Oh, okay.
P-A.
Oh, P-A. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just in P-A myself.
You
right
were.
By Harrisburg. Yes, sir.
How about that? That's it's a nice area.
Yes, getting sir. Colder. I love it. Yeah, a little cold. A little cold for my taste. And, Don, also far as the payment method, are we using a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, it's 4169-0780-6090-2504.
Thank you. And then the expiration date?
Expiration is 0125.
Okay, and then also the security code.
3 digits is 009.
Okay. All right, I'm not going to process anything right now. I'm going to go over a voice verification with you guys. Right before I do that, let's go over your security question, okay? So make sure you guys write it down, save it, however you want. But we have three choices. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I was going to ask you a question right quick, too. You were talking about our address, and I just wanted to make sure for any directories you put us on that you have our proper North Carolina address. So I was going to give that to you as well so that
it'll
be matched with everything.
Yeah.
So everything matches with all of our online advertising. So,
yes, sir. We'll definitely go over all that. We're so flexible. If you guys don't want to put an address on physically on Google, we don't have to do that either, you know. So that's how well we work with it. Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, yeah. If you don't need it, then that's all right. I mean, it's just I thought if you were going to be posting a physical address where we're stationed, I wanted to make sure it matches all across our various advertising. But if you don't need it, then that's all right. Yeah.
No, we'll go over that. We'll go over that. Yes, sir. I'll make sure of that. Yes, sir.
Yeah. No worries.
So far as your security question, what would you guys want to use on that, though?
What were the options?
We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, and your first pet name.
You could do one second, I'm asking.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt. You want to do city you were born in?
Bill, let's do mother's maiden name.
He says let's do mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what would be the answer?
It's W-Y. That's W-Y. And that's Y is like a yes. N-N. So it's Wynn. W-Y-N-N.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you, sir.
We're on a job, too, so you're hearing a little bit of
ambience in the background. No.
You're good, man. No worries, gentlemen. I got you here. All right, so we're going to do a voice verification part. Now, this part I do need to make sure whenever you answer a question to sound as clear as possible. And then also, if you have any questions, concerns in the process, don't hesitate to say, hey, John, can you stop for a second and elaborate on this a little bit? I'll be more than happy to answer it for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go right to it. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
American Contracting.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Donovan Spencer. I am the owner.
Beautiful. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
So this is a 2-month agreement, right? Is that what you're
correct.
Saying?
Correct. Yes, sir. I'm coming to you. Yeah. Don't worry. Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. And now that's what I'm talking about. We set the security question and password there. So, again, if you get any calls, I don't care if they're even saying the Local Splash asking for money or information, ask that question and so that way you don't fall for any of that, okay?
Right, yep.
All right, so I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on October 20th in the non-refundable amount of $299. This will be recurring payment. Oh, go ahead.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. This will be a recurring payment, so when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of every month of the 20th in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment. I just want to make sure it's not any dollar more because the special pricing here. So give me a second. Okay, we are golden there. So once this goes through, you're going to receive a text message and also an email. Just a moment. While that's going through, let's set up our tech call so that way you guys are well taken care of. Do you have a open slot for tomorrow possibly?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Remember, I said an hour window, it just may not take an hour. It might be quicker for you guys just because you guys already have so many things happening already. But we just asked for that hour window. They will call from an 877 number, okay? So make sure they answer the call when they do. What time are you guys more free, like early morning or like later in the afternoon?
Could we do it maybe sometime around noon?
Around noon? Yes, sir. Just a second. So they're running on PST time, so it'll be around 9 a.m. for them. So I'm going to send you a Google invite. And just got to confirm on there. Good. Just a second.
Is it 3 hours behind us?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize that. Where are you at? Yes, are you in Florida?
Me? I'm in Tampa, Florida, yeah. So I'm with you guys on the East Coast time, but
okay,
we're actually found.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I said, we're everywhere.
Yeah, always.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to send this one over to you right now.
Okay.
Okay, let me know that you got it there for me.
I did see you got a message. Is it too late to notate that the business name that we advertise with down there is actually American Contracting NC, so that that'll match all of our other advertising that we do down there?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, sir. We can do that. Okay, let me change it up in here right now. Let me redo that, okay? NC, you said? Okay.
Yeah, American Contracting NC, yes.
All right. Yep. And the address, remember he wanted to go over that, too. Is it the 451 Clements Road?
No, our address is, I'll tell that to you right now. It's, one second here.
It's cold here, too. It's like 35 degrees today, so we're okay.
No, thank you.
Yeah, everything's just a little bit. All right, so, yeah, the address is 1544-1544 East Broad Street, Statesville, North Carolina, 28625.
Okay. I don't know why. It usually pops up there. Statesville, North Carolina. What was the zip code one more time?
28625.
28625. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and we don't, that's just their, you know, we with our website and whatnot, it's where we let people know that we're based. It's not so much that we serve people there, you know, like other businesses
right.
do.
We just, that's, okay.
that's our operation. We branch out from there to all of Iredell and Mecklenburg County. So,
I hear
yeah.
you, man. I hear you. Don't worry. I got you. All right, so what I'll
yep.
do is I'll send, because you should kind of gotten a few things here. One's
yes.
the Google invite. Let's take care of that one. Let's take it one step at a time. On the Google Calendar invite, if you could hit yes for me on that, so that way it confirms that the technicians can confirm that you're committed and they'll commit to you as well.
Well, I see a message that says, send a copy of the invoice, and then I see another text message that mentions, let's see here. Sure. I see another message that says, if you have any questions, please recall this, but I don't necessarily see anything about clicking on anything further. Like I say, so far I've only got the two text messages there.
Okay, that's okay. So we'll start with the text messages for now then. It should say the invoice on there, and it says to click here to sign your terms and conditions. Is that right?
Oh, I see. Yeah, it says to accept the subscription terms. Yep.
Yep. Go ahead and click that one for me.
Yep. Yeah.
This has everything we spoke about. If you scroll
sure.
down all the way to the bottom, it will have signed terms and conditions. It's going to put your first, last name, and the date, and then hit yes, I believe, or confirm. I'm not sure which one is on there.
Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful. And it should take, let me know where it takes you next.
Well, let's see. Please accept the terms by checking off the above checkbox. Okay. Let me just see. Oh, I see. I need to click the checkbox. Okay. all right. So. Okay, so it accepted my confirmed signature. Now I'm on a page that shows a username and password screen.
Beautiful. So don't worry about that part. When our techs give you a call tomorrow, they'll go over and build that with you, okay?
Okay.
So we got first step done. There should be an email that you received from a Google Calendar invite.
Okay, let's see here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's see. The calendar invite. Maybe it's one of these here. Oh, yeah. Friday, October 21st, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific time. Yeah.
There you go.
I see that.
Awesome. If you could hit yes for me on there, it should come through on my end.
Okay. Yep, I clicked yes.
Awesome. To come through now. Yep, right on time. There you are. All right, so I got that on there. All the things that you need to do is all done. It's about me now, so I'm going to work a few things. As far as the... Oh, hello?